奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来开始早祷会。
In the name of Christ, we begin our morning prayer session.
唱诗339。
Let's sing hymn number 339. Please be seated.
在祷告之前，我们来查考圣经。
Before we pray, let us study the Bible.
诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm number 42.
诗篇的四十二篇。
Psalm number 42.
第一节
Verse 1
神啊我的心切慕你如露切慕溪水第二节
Verse 2
我的心可想神就是永生的神我几时能够朝见神呢、啊、
As a deer pants for the water brooks So pants my soul for you, O God My soul thirsts for God For the living God When shall I come and appear before God?
这里作诗的人在提到他跟神的关系。
The psalmist here discusses his relationship with God.
他说他切慕神。
And here it says that he pants for God, thirsts for God.
鹿在切慕溪水。
Just like the deer pants for water.
我们人是两部分造成的。
Man was created in two steps.
第一个是肉体，第二个是灵魂。
The first is in flesh and the second in spirit.
所以人有两种的需要。
So there are two needs that we have as men.
肉体我们需要物质上的满足。
For the physical flesh, we need material things to sustain us.
那心灵呢？这就不是物质能够满足的。
As for the soul, this is something that the physical cannot fulfill.
所以主耶稣曾经引用旧约圣经说人活着不单靠食物
So the Lord Jesus quoted the Old Testament saying man does not live by bread alone
这个不单靠食物就是人活着需要食物但是食物还不够
So not by bread alone means that man needs bread but bread is not enough
那还需要什么
So what do you need?
还需要神的话
You also need the word of God
所以人心里面的最深处有一个地方需要神才能够填满
So the, in the innermost depth of one's heart there's an empty spot that only God can fill
所以有的人虽然物质很丰富家庭很圆满
So a lot of people they are very abundant and they have a very nice family
但是他还是感觉到他没有满足
But they still feel that they are not satisfied
到底他缺乏什么
What are they missing?
他缺乏神
They are missing God
如果再加上神他的人生就圆满了
Because if you add God to their life then their life would be fulfilled
那在阿摩斯书里面在提到人心灵的缺乏会使人一直去追求外在的满足
And in the book of Amos it talked about how becauseThere is this emptiness in man's heart that they will continue to pursue things.
我们看阿摩斯书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos chapter
8. 阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
是一节。
Verse 11.
一千零七十九页。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
主说日子将到我要将饥荒降在地上。人饥饿不是没有饼人干渴不是没有水。乃是因为不听神的话十二节
Verse 12
他们必漂流从海到那海从北边到东边往来奔草寻求神的话却寻不着十三节
13
当日美貌的处女和少年的男子必因干渴发昏这一段圣经在讲说饥荒要这样降在地上
This passage talks about a famine that will come upon the land.
饥饿不是没有饼，干渴不是没有水。
And if not a famine of bread or nor a thirst for water.
就是这个饥荒不是人没有物质。
So meaning this famine is not because that the people do not have things to eat.
在美国生活确实相当的丰富。
And indeed in America we have a very rich life.
有时候我们住久了不会感觉，如果我们到非洲走一趟，我们就充满着感谢，我们太丰富了。
And sometimes we don't realize it because we live here. But if we go to take a trip in Africa, we will really how much we are blessed.
但是美国是全世界最大的毒品的市场。
But America is also the largest market for drugs.
美国里面有上千万的人是醉酒的。
And in America, there are millions of people who are alcoholics.
为什么会有这个现象发生？
Why is such a phenomenon?
就是这个饥荒降在地上。
It's because of this famine that is on the land.
生活很丰富，但是心灵很空虚。
We have a lot of things in this world, but in our hearts we are very empty.
所以他们到处去寻找满足。
So these people wander to try to find something to fill them.
到最后就去寻找一个刺激的方法。
They try to find a way to excite them.
但是这个对人并没有好处。
But there is no benefit to this.
那人真正缺乏的是缺乏神。
What man really needs and what they're missing is God.
所以今天我们能够来寻找神，这是一个极大的恩典。
So today for us to be able to seek God, this is a great blessing.
神会让我们心灵丰富。
Because God will make our hearts filled.
让我们充满着平安跟喜乐。
So that we will be filled with joy and peace.
让我们充满着力量。
So that we will have strength.
充满着盼望。
Filled with hope.
所以在神里面这种满足是非常丰富，但是没有忧虑的。
So in God we have this abundant life that is without worry.
但是为什么有的人追求神好像不是很强烈，有的人追求神很强烈。
How come it is so that some people, when they're seeking God, it's not very strong seeking, but while other people really seek after the Lord?
有时候我们看我们这里的小孩在吃东西，跟那个赖比瑞亚小孩子在吃东西不一样。
Sometimes we look at the children here eating food. It's very different from the children in Liberia who are eating food.
我们常常看那个父母拿着这个牛奶啦，拿着这个东西要喂小孩子，到处追。
Because we see how parents, they would take whether the milk bottle or a spoonful of food and try to chase the child everywhere to feed them.
这个现象在非洲看不到了。
You cannot see such symptom in Africa.
为什么？
Why?
没有东西吃啊。
Because there's nothing to eat.
那个小孩子吃的是饭煮辣椒的。
Because what the children eat over there are rice with chili peppers.
那为什么要煮辣椒？因为它没有其他东西可以吃。
Why do you mix the rice with chili peppers? Because there's nothing else to eat.
那一天吃两餐。
You eat twice a day.
那每一餐吃一碗饭。
And every meal you eat one bowl of rice.
所以他们常常要去偷吃饭。
So sometimes they will sneak and try to eat another rice.
那我们这里的小孩子吃太多东西了。
But children over here, we eat too many things.
所以对这个好的食物，他不会有那个饥饿感觉。
So they will not hunger for good food.
那有时候我们人就是这样。
And sometimes as man, we are like this.
世界太多的这些娱乐。
There's too much entertainment in the world.
其实那对灵性很多都没有好处的。
And in fact, a lot of these are not good for our spirituality.
但是因为我们内心充满了这些东西啊，所以神就失去渴慕的心。
But because our hearts are filled with these things, so we lose that hunger and thirst for God.
最宝贵的我们没有渴慕。
And we do not thirst after the most important thing.
因为我们的内心充满了一些垃圾食物，没有用。
Because our hearts are filled with junk food, and this is useless.
所以这里说，我的心渴想神。
So here it says that our hearts.
诗篇第二节。
In Psalm number 42, it says that my soul thirsts for God.
这个人对神有很强烈的渴慕。
And we see that this person has a very intense thirst after God.
我什么时候才能够看到神呢？
When can I see God?
所以他很喜欢能够见到神。
He really wants to see God.
所以一个人有渴慕的心，我们追求神就会很热切。
If a person thirsts after God, then this person will be very fervent.
那这个人就可以从神得到满足。
And this person can be satisfied by God.
好像玛利亚，主耶稣说他选择上好的福分。
It's just like how Jesus says that Mary chose the better thing.
因为她坐在主的面前在听道理。
Because she sat before Jesus' feet to listen to his words.
这个是上好的福分。
And this is a better thing.
这就是在渴慕神。
And this is thirsting after God.
追求神的话就是渴慕神。
To seek after His word is to thirst after God.
我们再来看84篇。 诗篇的八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 82.
诗篇的八十四篇。
Psalm number 84.
第一节。
Verse
1. 万军的神啊，你的居所何等可爱。第二节。
Verse 2.
我可想神的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体，向无永生的神呼吁。第三节。
Verse
3. 万军的神，我的王，我的神啊，在祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。第四节。
Verse 4.
如此住在你的殿中，便为有福，他们仍要赞美你。这个地方在讲啊，你的居所何等可爱。
And here talks of how lovely is your tabernacle.
啊，神的居所在哪里？
Where is God's tabernacle?
神的居所在天国。
And God's tabernacle is in heaven.
那是好的无比的地方。
And this is a place that is good beyond description.
但是神的居所也在教会。
But God's home is also in the church.
所以圣经说，教会是那充满万有者所充满。那个充满万有者就是神。
And so it is also recorded that the church is a home where it, highest of high is
在亚啊约也腓立比书第一章。
And this is in Philippians chapter 1.
好，我们看腓立比书第一章。
This is in Philippians chapter 1.
最后一节二十三节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。腓立比书第一章最后一节。以弗所书，对不起，我讲错了。以弗所书第一章最后一节。
Ephesians chapter 1, the last verse is that which is his body, fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是神所充满的。
And the church is filled with God.
所以这是神的居所。
Because this is the house of God.
所以我们来到教会哦，没有得圣灵可以得圣灵。
So if we come to church, we do not have the Holy Spirit, we can receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们在教会啊，热心来追求，可以从得到圣灵的充满，可以。得到道理的满足。
And we come before him and we fervently seek him and we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we can be filled with his word.
还有我们可以得到神的恩典来感受神的爱。
And we can also receive blessings from him so that we can feel his love.
所以一个渴慕神的人一定会渴慕教会。
So one who thirsts after God will also thirst after the church.
因为这是神的居所。
Because this is the house of God.
所以常常亲近神，我们的内心会很平安，很满足。
So if we draw closer to God, we will be filled with joy and peace.
那如果我们内心得到满足，
But when if we are satisfied in our hearts,
我们就不会很轻易地进到试探里面。
Then we will not easily go into temptation.
因为我们已经满足了。
Because we are already satisfied.
在主耶稣里面满足了。
We are satisfied in the Christ.
魔鬼就很难试探我们。
And it is difficult for Satan to tempt us.
但是当一个人内心是空虚的，
But when someone's heart is empty,
就很容易被试探。
It is very easy for them to be tempted.
因为他想要去找满足。
Because they are seeking for something.
那魔鬼就用很多的方法来试探他。
And Satan will use many ways to try to test and tempt this person.
渴慕神是我们人生的一个很大的福分。
So thirsting after God is a great blessing that we have in this life.
我们要在主里得到满足。
Because we will find fulfillment in Christ.
所以主耶稣曾经说，我要叫我的喜乐住在你们心里。
So the Lord Jesus has said that I will cause my joy to dwell in you.
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十五章十一节。
John 15, verse 11.
这些事我已经对你们说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
神的喜乐要充在我们，满在我们心里。
And God's joy will come and be full within our hearts.
那我们的喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy may be full.
就是完完全全心充满着喜乐。
So that is that our heart are completely filled with joy.
所以有时候我们被圣灵充满，我们就好非常喜乐。
Sometimes when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will feel overwhelming joy.
虽然有一些问题没有解决，但你就觉得很喜乐。
Even though the problems are not solved, we are filled with joy.
真的，主的喜乐可以满足。
It's true that God's joy can satisfy us.
那觉得很平安。
We'll feel a lot of peace.
虽然问题还在。
Even though the problems persist, we do not fear. We won't worry about it. And this is peace.
所以追求神,
so seeking God, and this is the best
blessing.
So we thank God in the past 2-3 days, we can come to the house of God to worship Him. Let us use a heart that thirst after God. And may the Lord fill us. And let us come before to pray.